Welcome to the Human Kindness at Work podcast, where you'll hear inspiring stories of people just like you making a difference in their corner of the world. You'll hear how human kindness is at work and how you can be a part of it. I'm Jennifer Clark. Ready to be inspired? Here we go. Some people run away when they hear there's a need for volunteers. And I will admit that sometimes I am that person as well. But my guest today runs toward the need. Melody Jawan is a bright light in Kansas City. If you're in the room with her, you'll totally know it because you'll feel seen and supported. Melody is the volunteer manager for the nonprofit Hillcrest Transitional Housing. She's got an eye for detail and a heart for service, along with a beautiful singing voice. Melody is the kind of person whose love for people drives everything she does. Welcome to the podcast, Melody Jawan.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
So glad to have you. I was going to ask you to sing a couple bars, but you know.
Oh. I could sing my whole interview.
Yeah, there you go. We would love it. It'd be like the highest watched and listened.
It's like a musical.
Yeah. Oh, one of these days we're going to do that.
We should. That's funny.
Okay, so I want to know just real briefly about the nonprofit that you work for, Hillcrest Transitional Housing. Can you give us just a brief overview? What is Hillcrest?
Yeah, I'm going to try my best. Okay. Hillcrest is a nonprofit. We help people from homelessness to self-sufficiency. Most popular of our program is a 90-day program. So an adult will come in, we pay for their apartments, their utilities. We have a food pantry, toiletry pantry, and laundromat at every site that we have. We have about 70 units across the greater Metro KC area. And we truly just help them with whatever they need to get them to a point of self-sufficiency.
I love that model. Like, absolutely love that model. I'm sure that there are other places in the country that have something similar. But in Kansas City, Hillcrest has a great reputation, not just for the way that you operate, but in your success rate as well, you know, from moving people successfully into self-sufficiency.
So yeah, it's huge.
That's awesome. Okay. I want to focus today on the volunteering aspect of your job because you volunteer or you manage volunteers, which just that title makes me get a little anxiety. Like, it's like herding cats, I imagine. So can you tell me maybe what is one of your favorite things about what you do?
Yeah. Okay, so I am mainly based out of thrift stores because a lot of our volunteering happens at the two thrift stores we have, at least some in Overland Park. We have about close to 300 on both sides, along with any type of campus volunteer, any business, any church. So I meet so many people. And I think one of the most powerful things in my role is out of all the jobs I've ever had, I've met the most of my community through this role, which has been really fun. But so many life journeys and so many stories. And once you get into, like, you know, you're tagging clothes one day, talking with someone that's retired. Then another day you're with kids and you're cleaning up units and you get to know their lives in different stages. It's really powerful and probably the most fun I've ever had in a job.
So tell me a little bit about the volunteer opportunities, because for people who are not in Kansas City or not involved with Hillcrest, they might not know thrift store. What are you talking about? Units? What are you talking about? So can you just briefly explain that?
Yeah, there's so many opportunities, truly. So I started the thrift store. In the thrift store itself, there is probably 90% run by volunteers. And so everything that you see, the way it's staged, the way it's priced, the way it's processed is probably done by a volunteer. So there's avenues for everyone in that case.
And how is that tied to Hillcrest?
Yeah. So every dollar that's spent on the floor at a thrift store, 83 cents of that dollar goes back into our programs.
It's awesome.
So it's huge. People are donating whether they round up or not. And sometimes they don't even know that. So part of our mission is just sharing, like, hey, guys, you're donating 83% of what you get or what you buy. And that's all going to Hillcrest, which is really powerful.
Mm-hmm. And are people going through the program able to work there at the thrift store as well?
Not really. They're more specifically residents. We want to pour into them. And so they do find jobs in different places, but their connection with Hillcrest is mainly for if they need stuff at the thrift store, they come one, come all. But other than that, they're focusing on saving up money and then going into another apartment after our program.
Okay. So you talked about cleaning units as a way to volunteer as well.
Yes.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. So our resident turn rate is about 90 days because that's how long a resident is with our program. And after they move out, we need to get the apartment ready for another resident. So cleaning the resident means a full deep clean. The most amazing thing that we do is when a resident comes into our program, hopefully when they get into our apartment, their fridge is full. They have all the appliances they need. Their bed is made. And I've been saying powerful this whole interview, but it is a really powerful, moving experience for a resident to come in. Maybe they haven't been housed in a while and they come into a space that is ready, set up for them. And so people can have the opportunity to help us do that. And it helps us so much. Sometimes there's a volunteer, resident moving in the morning. And then we have a resident moving in either that day or later on the week. And so the turnaround rate can be really fast. And so groups that are willing to help out and kind of be on call is really amazing.
I imagine walking into that as a resident is just so peaceful, like coming out of a chaotic time of life. That's such a gift to offer people.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful.
It is.
So as you manage volunteers, and you said like 300-ish, right?
We have at two stores, so around like 600 people.
That's so many people.
See a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as you manage so many volunteers, what do you see as the benefits of volunteering?
I think my idea of volunteering has changed so much. When I was at previous roles, a volunteer was just, it made me feel good. And I think that is really, that's a point of volunteering as well.
Sure.
But I am seeing people, like mainly at the thrift stores, are volunteers that have lived a beautiful, full life. And I think because I am in that stage, I'm working towards retirement in some aspect. And so I'm waiting to get to that stage of life and to just be like, oh, I could do whatever I want with my life. But these specific people are coming in after they've done so much for their life, they can choose what they want to do, and they're deciding to volunteer. And not even for themselves, but they're able to see the greater picture. And I think it's my idea of volunteering has changed so much because there is a gal that comes in and all she does is organize our hangers. And it's such a small thing, but I keep telling her because I see that hanger make it through our whole process, make it through getting a shirt put on, getting it out on the floor, someone buying that hanger, that money going into our programs, that money directly helping a resident, that resident moving out. And so I'm able to share that with them, but sometimes they're just there. They'll dedicate 2 hours, sometimes every day, to literally sort hangers so that when our hangers are actually hanging clothes, it's easier to pick up. That's truly what they do.
Wow.
And I have never seen so much sacrifice, I think, than I have in this role. And so volunteering for me has changed so much. It is, obviously, it does make you feel good. You're doing something with your time. You're giving back. But it's so much more powerful than that. And I see that in every single person I meet every single week.
That even just hearing that restores my faith in humanity, right? Like there are really, really good people in the world who see the bigger picture and understand their piece in the big puzzle, right? We all have a role to play for the greater good.
Yeah.
And when we wake up to that, that's really powerful.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific moments where you have witnessed volunteering create a tangible difference in someone's life or in the community?
Yeah. This is the craziest story I've ever experienced. I've never experienced anything like this, but I do about 2 or 3 orientations or groups every day. So I meet a lot of people. And I remember someone came into the store. It was random. And he just wanted an interview do an orientation and wanted to volunteer. And so we sat down. I gave him this spiel. And then I put on a video, and this video walks us through 2 of our residents that have made it through our program, just to give a little bit more insight to what we do. And at the end of the video, I'm looking at the video with him, so I'm not quite watching the volunteer, but I look around, and at the very end, he stands up, he's clapping really loudly, and he's bawling his eyes out. And I have never seen such an emotional response with my volunteers after an orientation. And so I remember asking him, I was like, what moves you so much to this video? And he said that he recognized one of the residents that was in the video. He was with a program with her about 5 years ago. And he lost contact with her, but it was almost kind of the same program. They were, had the same goal in mind, basically to get to self-sufficiency. And when he lost contact with her, he said he would think about her probably every week and just like pray and hope that she was doing okay. And the next time he saw her was in that video.
Wow.
And in that video, we got her a house through Habitat of Humanity. So she was able to make that full transformation. And he was just like so awestruck by what we do and how he could play a part. He literally just came in to volunteer and he was like, Mel, he looked me dead in the eyes and he was like, Mel, you're not just helping the community. These are my people. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking him in the eyes and then I start crying. Because it was so powerful. And like, as you know, I am in the thrift store a lot. We don't see our residents as much. And so making that connection was really powerful for me, really powerful for him. And he was like, I can't believe that I get to be a part in providing resources for people like my friend to get through homelessness to self-sufficiency. So that was probably one of the most powerful stories I've experienced on my jobs thus far.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I think it's a good reminder, too, that we don't see the end result. Most of the time, we don't see all the fruit of our labor when we're volunteering. You know, it's just like planting seeds, watering seeds, and you have to keep that in the forefront of your mind, right?
Like, it's true.
That end result will happen, and I might never see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to keep going. That's
beautiful.
Which
makes it just so much more special. Like, and again, my appreciation for volunteers just grows knowing that I know they recognize that they probably won't see that full circle of what they're doing, but they still think it's worth it. The little bit is worth it. And it is. Yeah. It is.
That's cool. So I think a lot of people want to make a difference in their world, but maybe they just feel overwhelmed, like, there are so many problems. Where do I even start? How do I tackle a huge issue like homelessness and moving people to self-sufficiency? What would you say to listeners who think that their contribution is maybe just too small to matter?
I would say those contributions makes what we are today. Like, I even think about the donations that we get. And a lot of people come in and they're like, I just have a little bag of clothes. And I'm like, that little bag of clothes, along with hundreds of other people's little bags of clothes, is able to support our residents. Mm-hmm. And so in my mind, in my world, nothing is too small. I've had kids come in and they're donating their little toys and that gets sold for maybe $3 to $4. And then those $3 to $4, again, every 83 cents to a dollar goes back into our program. It's really huge. And so those that are just wondering, like, maybe I don't even have time, specifically with Hillcrest, donations matter so much. We do a lot with our donations. Even our clothes, if they don't get sold on the floor, they don't go in the landfill. We've saved around this year 130,000 pounds from going to the landfill, which is incredible.
Yes.
And then with our housewares, we donate all of our housewares after, if they don't get sold in 5 weeks. We partner with Flourish Furniture Bank with that. And so there's so many more things that your donations do outside even of Hillcrest's property. So donate. Or even like, I mean, we take volunteers that can give 10 minutes of their time to a whole day of their time. Every little thing counts.
I think that's good to hear because I know that everybody has seasons of their life where they have more time or they have more money or they have more relationships or they have more energy. And I look at those four areas as areas to give in. So like time, energy, money, and relationships. And when you can recognize what season you're in, then you can funnel your volunteering more efficiently, I think.
It's so true.
Like you're talking about people who are retired, that you have a lot of volunteers who are retired. Well, they have tons of time right now.
It's true.
Where a mom of little kids doesn't have the time, right? But maybe she has networking relationships that she can offer or money or, you know, et cetera. I just think it's good for us to identify what season we're in and where we can give. And listening to you talk about all the different ways that you can volunteer at Hillcrest, even just donating your clothes. I send all of our stuff, all of our toys, all of our clothes. And I always have since we moved here. That's an easy way to be involved in what you guys are doing. So, yeah.
And truly just ask. Like, we had a mom come in and she couldn't give us time in the store, but her and her son loves building Legos. And something that we need is someone to actually put Lego pieces together to see if we have a set.
That's amazing.
So she'll take the Legos home, have time with her son, get like research how much it costs, give it back to us, and we'll put a price on it and it'll go to the floor.
I love that.
I know. We have other like college students. There's so much time invested in studying, but some of them are fashion designers or interior designers, and on their time off, they will come just to exercise that by dressing up our mannequins. Or we've had interior designers decorate our foyer and set them up as like staged spaces in your house, so like an office or a living room. So there's truly places, and I feel like
that's
if
amazing.
You ask and you say, this is what I have, what can I do? We're looking for volunteers in any aspect and every way. And so I'm sure if you ask, there's going to be a space for you.
I love that so much. Like, this is what I have. This is the talent that I have, the time I have, the experience that I have, the money, whatever, the energy I have. How can you use that? That's amazing.
Yeah, because we're constantly thinking in that space. So you don't even have to take the time to think about it. We'll think it for you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. But what a way to live, you know, just to say, this is what I have. How can I offer this to help?
Yeah.
If we could all live like that. That's beautiful. Okay, so in your experience, managing volunteers, what do you think is the ripple effect of volunteer work? What do you see?
The ripple effect of volunteer work. Even through all the stories that were told just now, or even in my life, the ripple effect is just really powerful. It starts very small. It starts as a conversation. In my role specifically, when I have a conversation with someone, I like write it down just so that I can remember something.
Because you're intentional, wonderful, beautiful person.
But the one thing that we do is like birthday cards, for example. And we used to do some standardized birthday cards, but I like writing personal ones now that I've gotten to know people. And the effect of like knowing a little bit about their life, putting that in a happy birthday note, giving it to them feeling loved and appreciated, them sharing that love and appreciation with our customers feeling great and awesome. And then they're coming back and they're saying, you know, Google reviews of like, I've had a great time. Your staff is great. All of a sudden, I literally had an orientation a few days ago, a volunteer coming back saying, not volunteer, a customer. She was like, I've had so much fun here. I've met so many great people. I donate here. I shop here all the time. How do I get involved? And that's just a little, like, I don't know if my happy birthday card definitely rippled to that effect, but like when you create a atmosphere of love and care and passion, and everyone shares that, it has to spread. It has nothing to do but spread to the people around you. And so when customers come in and they have a great time, it just means that we are creating just a beautiful culture. And it spreads because I see it. I see it in people that walk in our store. I see people saying, what a great time. This is amazing. This is wonderful. We had a customer bring us muffins once to our volunteers because he was just having a great time at our store. So you barely even know the ripple effect, but everything you do matters. And if you are just someone that loves and cares, it flows, whether you know it or not, to the people around you.
Yes, that is human kindness at work for sure.
It's true. It's true.
I love it. I love it. Okay, Melody, we're coming up on holidays, and I know just nonprofits all over are really needing volunteers, resources at this time. So there's tons of ways for people to get involved. What about Hillcrest? If listeners want to learn more about Hillcrest Transitional Housing or support your efforts, how do they find you online? How do they participate?
Our website is hillcrestkc.org. It truly has everything in there. But specifically, the things I'm thinking about is we're getting into the colder seasons. And so any volunteer that's really coming into our store, we are asking them, like, if you have any Christmas stuff to donate. You know, we're getting into that time where people are looking for the Christmas trees. They're looking for stuff to buy. So we have that. Within our residents, what we love to do is provide clean linens, blankets, all the things we need for our residents, either the ones that are moving in or just fresh stuff for the residents that are at our places right now. So anything like that. Or specifically, our gardens. In the colder area, colder time now, they're not going to be as producing all the vegetables and all the stuff that we have, like fresh produce. So if you have any fresh produce, we would always take them at our pantries. But everything you can find on our website, we have an Amazon wish list as well for our youth residents, for our adult residents. So we will take anything.
Yeah. Well, I will link all of those in the show notes. So that's just a click away. Getting involved in Hillcrest is very easy. I mean, it really is easy. So,
it is.
So whether or not you're in the Kansas City area, you can support, you can give, you can donate. If you're in the Kansas City area, there is so much that you can jump in and participate in. So thank you for being with us, Melody.
Thank you so much.
I think you are a great example of giving of yourself, bringing others alongside of you to join you in selfless service for the sake of others. So thank you for being who you are. And listeners, just a reminder, this is a chance to get involved. So I encourage you to, wherever you are, find an organization that you love, give a little bit of your time, your talent, your energy, your resources to make a difference in your world. Thanks for being with us, Melody.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Human Kindness at Work. If you enjoyed today's episode, please like, share, and subscribe. It really helps get the word out so that more people can be inspired to make a difference right where they are. Until next time, look for ways that human kindness is at work around you. And don't just notice, be a part of it. See you next time.